In sepia tones, a golden WB emblem emblazoned with the legend Warner Brothers Pictures presents. Black and white snapshots of grubby children and haggard parents in rickety rural shacks. Pictures of a boy growing into a handsome, dark-haired young man, Warren Beatty. A pretty blonde girl, Faye Dunaway. Smiling men and women in ragged clothes during the Great Depression, Michael J. Pollard, Gene Hackman, Estelle Parsons, in Bonnie and Clyde. The white letters of the infamous names over black turn red as they fade. More pictures of rural poverty and hardship, with Denver Pyle, Dub Taylor, Evans Evans, and Gene Wilder. Director of Photography Burnett Guffey, ASC, in Technicolor. Rapid snapshots, a smiling girl, two men sit idly. A nickel and dime store. Written by David Newman and Robert Benton. Produced by Warren Beatty. Snapshots now of men with shotguns, directed by Arthur Penn. A photo of an attractive blonde woman. Bonnie Parker was born in Rowena, Texas, 1910, and then moved to West Dallas. In 1931, she worked in a cafe before beginning her career in crime. A photo of a handsome, fresh-faced Clyde Barrow. He was born to a family of sharecroppers. As a young man, he became a small-time thief and robbed a gas station. He served 2 years for armed robbery and was released on good behavior in 1931. Sunlight streams into a Spartan room. Bonnie carefully applies red lipstick as she eyes herself in a mirror with a sultry look. Naked, she turns away and sprawls on a bed. With a frown, she punches the brass bed frame, then pulls herself close and peers through it. She raises herself up, then stares across the empty room, her eyes glistening intently. She stands abruptly and snatches a petticoat from a drawer. Leaning on a screen, she closes her eyes. Outside, Clyde, dressed smartly in a suit and white Panama hat, loiters by a Model T Ford. Bonnie, still naked, wanders to the open window and leans on the lowered sash. She spots Clyde below, his back to her. She glances around with a smirk.
Hey, boy! What you doing with my mama's car?
Clyde ducks out of the motor. He smiles at her charmingly, seeing her naked outline through the dirty window pane.
There.
He smirks a toothy grin to himself as she dashes to a closet and flings on a cotton dress. She hurries downstairs. She eyes him through the open screen door from the porch.
Ain't you ashamed? You're trying to steal an old lady's automobile.
Oh, come on now, what you talking about? I've been thinking about buying me one.
Fool. You ain't got money for dinner, let alone buy no car.
Well, now, I tell you something. I got enough money for Coca-Cola, and since it don't look like you're going to invite me inside...
Oh, you'd see at the dining room table if I did.
Well, you want going down with it? How'd that be?
I'm going to work anyway.
You going to work, huh?
Yeah.
What kind of work you do?
None of your business.
I bet you're a movie star. A lady mechanic?
No.
Maid?
What do you think I am?
A waitress.
She scowls and walks on. He saunters after her, holding a paper parcel bound with string.
What line of work you in? When you're not stealing cars.
Well, I tell you, I'm looking for suitable employment right tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, but what'd you do before?
I was in state prison.
State prison?
Uh-huh.
She eyes tall, broad Clyde.
Well, I
guess some little old lady wasn't so nice.
It was armed robbery.
Mama. The things that turn up in the street these days.
Now strolling a sidewalk, Clyde peers at closed shop fronts.
What y'all do for a good time around here? Listen to the grass grow?
I guess you had a lot more fun up at state prison, huh?
I tell you, see my right foot?
Yeah.
I chopped two toes off that foot with an axe.
What? Why?
To get off a work detail. You won't see it?
No.
He starts to untie his shoe.
I surely don't intend to stand here in the middle of Main Street and look at your dirty feet.
She walks off, aloof. He hobbles after her. She turns, narrowing her eyes.
Boy, did you really do that?
His eyes twinkle under the brim of his hat as he smirks and walks on, leaving her gazing after him. Head thrown back and matchstick at the corner of his mouth, Clyde gulps cola from a bottle on a street corner. Bonnie sips hers coyly.
What's it like?
What you mean, prison?
No. Armed robbery.
The end of the match waggles up and down as he grits his teeth, his eyes roving.
It ain't like anything.
Shoot, I knew you never robbed the place, you faker.
Clyde looks at her. Her eyes follow his hand as he reaches inside his double-breasted jacket. Her smile fades as he draws out a revolver. He glances down the street with the gun casually at his side. A fascinated grin spreads across her face as she runs her fingers up the barrel.
But you wouldn't have the gumption to use it.
Her eyes widen as she sneers.
You just wait right here and you keep your eyes open.
He flings his parcel into a bin and strolls nonchalantly across the wide street towards a general store. Bonnie follows hesitantly. She watches Clyde saunter inside. After a moment, he backs out through the door with his gun drawn and grins as he waves a fistful of dollar bills at her. Bonnie scurries to his side as the shopkeeper rushes out. Clyde shoots. They dash to a car. Clyde lifts the engine cover as Bonnie gets in.
What's your name, anyhow?
Clyde Barra.
Hi, I'm Bonnie Parker. Pleased to meet you.
Townsfolk rush out as Clyde speeds away. Bonnie clambers over him, planting passionate kisses on his face. They race down a track behind a horse and cart. The smart sedan swerves across the dirt track. Bonnie writhes over Clyde as he pulls the car off the road out of town.
Hey, slow down. Take it easy, you got my hand. Here, come here. Help!
She gasps as he pushes her off, clambers out, paces around and hobbles back to the car.
Look here, I might as well tell you right off. I ain't much of a lover boy. That don't mean nothing personal about you. I mean, I never saw no percentage in it. Ain't nothing wrong with me. I don't like boys.
He hits his head on the roof. She tidies her hair.
Boy.
Huh? Boy, what?
Your advertising is just dandy. Folks never guess you don't have a thing to sell. You better take me home now.
Now, you wait.
Now, don't you touch me!
He clambers through the car after her as she gets out.
All right. If all you want's a stud service, you get on back to West Dallas and you stay there the rest of your life. You're worth more than that, a lot more than that, and you know it, and that's why you come along with me. You can find a lover boy on every damn corner in town. It don't make a damn to them whether you're waiting on tables or picking cotton, but it does make a damn to me.
Why?
Why? What you mean, why? Because you're different, that's why. You know, you're like me, you want different things. You got something better than being a waitress. You and me traveling together, we could cut a path clean across this state, and Kansas, and Missouri, and Oklahoma, and everybody'd know about it.
You listen to me, Miss Bonnie Parker. You listen to me. Now, how would you like to go walking in the dining room of the Dolphus Hotel in Dallas wearing a nice silk dress and have everybody waiting on you? Do you like that? Does that seem like a lot to ask? That ain't enough for you. You got a right to that.
He turns away.
Hey. When did you figure all that up?
The minute I saw you.
Why?
Because you may be the best damn girl in Texas.
She smiles as she walks towards him, awestruck. They sit facing each other across a table in a diner.
You're born somewhere around East Texas, right?
Yeah.
You come from a big old family?
Yeah.
You went to school, of course, but you didn't take to it much because you was a lot smarter than everybody else, so you just up and quit one day. Now, when you were 16, 17, there was a guy who worked in a...
Cement plant.
Right, cement plant. And you liked him because he thought you were just as nice as you could be. And you almost married that guy. But then you thought, no, you didn't think you would. So then you got your job in a cafe. And now you wake up every morning, you hate it. You just hate it. You get on down there and you put on your white uniform.
Pink. It's pink.
Uh-huh. And them truck drivers come in there to eat your greasy burgers and they kid you and you kid them back. But they're stupid, dumb boys with the big old tattoos on them and you don't like it. And they ask you for dates and sometimes you go, but you mostly don't because all they're ever trying to do is get in your pants whether you want them to or not. So you go on home and you sit in your room and you think, now when and how am I ever going to get away from this? And now you know.
A middle-aged waitress plonks a burger down in front of Bonnie, breaking their lingering stare. The waitress gives Clyde a leering smile. Clyde points at Bonnie's hair once the waitress has gone.
Change it. I don't like it.
Bonnie chews a mouthful of burger as she wipes her hands on a napkin. She slides a grip out from the side of her head, letting her hair fall down over her ear. He nods. He grins as she takes another bite.
Shh. You're a knockout.
Bonnie walks to their stolen car outside the diner. Clyde strolls to a convertible parked beside it.
Hey, that ain't ours.
Sure it is.
No, but we come in this one.
I don't mean we have to go home in it.
Glancing towards the diner with an excited grin, Bonnie scurries over to join Clyde in the convertible. They speed off. Bonnie wakes, fully clothed, on the floor of a derelict house, propped up on a torn-out car seat.
Hey, lady.
Oh, where you been keeping yourself?
Oh, I slipped out by the car.
Oh. These accommodations ain't particularly deluxe.
If they're after us, I want the first shot. Now, you come on out here. We got some work to do.
He shoots a row of bottles.
Phew. You're good.
I ain't good. I'm the best.
And modest.
He hands her a gun.
Is that her spin? No. Set her spin. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Come on now. Try it again. Try it again. Now, this time, come down slow. Slow. All right.
She aims at a hanging tire.
How about that now? Ain't you something? I tell you. Look, I'm gonna get you Smith & Wesson. Gonna go on your hand easy, don't you?
Yeah.
Now, I want you to try something now.
And you.
A farmer appears.
No, sir. No, sir. Y'all go right ahead.
The portly middle-aged man in dungarees backs away with his hands up as Clyde aims at him. Clyde sees the farmer's family piled into a truck. A mother and two young boys watch them.
Used to be my place. But he's not anymore. Bank took it.
Clyde follows the farmer's gaze up toward the rotten windows.
Yes, sir, they moved us off. Now it belongs to them.
He points at a bank repossession sign.
Well, that's a pitiful shame.
You're damn right, ma'am.
Clyde reloads idly as a farmhand wanders towards them across a field.
Me and him put in the years here. Yes, sir. You all go right ahead. We just come by for a last look.
The youngest boy covers his face as Clyde shoots the sign. Clyde hands the farmer his pistol. The farmer shoots up the sign. Bonnie, Clyde, and the farmer share a mischievous smile.
Hey, Davis, come on over here.
The farmhand sidles to the farmer's side. The farmer aims at a window. The farmer hands Davis the pistol.
That's right.
Davis wanders closer to the house as the farmer points. He looks back. Davis shoots another window. He turns with a smile. The farmer hands Clyde the gun back.
My name's Otis Harris. This is Davis. We work this place.
How you? This here's Miss Bonnie Parker.
Glad to meet you.
I'm Clyde Barron.
Clyde.
Nobody!
We robbed banks.
Clyde beams as the farmer turns round. Clyde nods assuringly, smiling. He looks at Bonnie, who smiles gleefully. Bonnie drives.
Look, I don't want you to worry about nothing. This is going to be the easiest thing in the world. Your mama could take this bank.
Clyde's smile wilts as his eyes rove nervously. He glances at her.
All right. You just be ready if I need you.
She nods calmly. He steals himself. The convertible, now with the canvas top up, rolls into a small, run-down town. They pull up outside a bank. Bonnie glances at Clyde, frozen in his seat.
What are you waiting for?
Clyde glances around furtively as he hobbles into the bank.
It's the stick up. You just take it easy and nothing's gonna happen to you.
Daddy,
give me the money. Give me the money.
What money, mister? There ain't no money here.
What you talking about? This here's a bank, ain't it?
What? It was a bank, but we failed 3 weeks ago.
Clyde's eyes shift from the scrawny gray-haired bank clerk to take in his surroundings. The back room's abandoned. The clerk emerges sheepishly. Clyde marches him through the foyer.
You get on out there and tell my girl.
They walk out to Bonnie in the car. Clyde shoots the bank window. A truck swerves out of their way as they speed off.
We got $1.98 and you're laughing.
They zoom across a bridge. Clyde holds a grocery at gunpoint.
Let's see now. Loaf of bread, a dozen eggs, quarter milk, 4 fried pies.
Clyde grins as the elderly shopkeeper fills his bag. Bonnie bites her nails in the car outside.
Oh, now, you sure you ain't got no peach pies? I don't believe you.
Clyde dodges aside as a burly, bald butcher lunges at him from behind with a cleaver. Clyde and the butcher grapple. Clyde's gun goes off as they smash through shop displays. The butcher tackles Clyde as he flees. Bonnie looks out as Clyde crawls for the door. He knocks the butcher out.
Get the hell out of here! Go ahead, go ahead! Come on!
Clyde clings to the car as they flee.
Why'd you try to kill me? I didn't want to hurt him. Try to get something meat around here and some bitch come up on you with a meat cleaver.
I ain't against him.
Clyde looks at Bonnie in anguish as they race away down the dirt road through the country. Bonnie, now dressed in a beret and stylish clothes, lounges smoking in a different car as a young mechanic blows into a pipe. Clyde watches the mechanic. Bonnie climbs behind the wheel.
Now you just tell me what was wrong with that boy.
Dirt.
Dirt?
Dirt in the fuel line. Just blowed it away. Excuse me, ma'am. Is there anything else I could do for you today?
Clyde nods at her.
Smart fella. You sure do know a lot about automobiles, don't you?
Yes, I guess I do.
Well, would you know what kind of car this is?
This is a four-cylinder Ford coupe?
No.
Sure is.
This is a stolen four-cylinder Ford coupe.
The fresh-faced mechanic turns away with a smirk.
You ain't scared, are you? Huh?
I believe he is.
Well, that's a pity now. We sure could have used a smart boy like that who knows such a great deal about automobiles.
Clyde gets into the driver's seat.
Are you a good driver, boy?
Yeah, reckon I am.
No, he's better off here.
What's your name, boy?
C.W. Moss.
Well, I'm Miss Bonnie Parker, and this here's Mr. Clyde Barrow. We rob banks.
The pudgy-faced mechanic turns his back and slaps a rag against his thigh.
Hey, now, there ain't nothing wrong with that, is there?
No. No.
Clyde, he ain't the one. Let's go.
Wait. Hey, boy. You think you got the guts for our line of work?
What are you talking about? I spent a year in reformatory.
A man with a record.
Well, I know you got the nerve to shortchange old ladies who are coming in for gas. What I'm asking you is, have you got what it takes to pull bank jobs with us?
Mr. C.W. Moss.
Sure do. I ain't afraid. That's what you think.
Prove it.
Clyde's smile snatches into a serious look as they huddle round the car. Moss looks back at them over his shoulder as he sidles into the gas station, opens the till and swaggers out, clutching a fistful of dollars. He tosses them to Bonnie.
Be all right.
Clyde opens a seat hatch in the back and Moss hops in. Moss folds his arms proudly as they pull off the forecourt and zoom away down the deserted highway. The butcher lies in a hospital bed, his head bandaged. A cop and a man in a suit show the butcher mugshots.
Hi, darling. How's your folks? Still in walks ahead.
Well,
how much else?
The butcher narrows his eyes at a shot of Clyde bearing the number 990830. Night. A motel sign. Bonnie lies awake in bed. She raises herself up, fully clothed, in bed next to Clyde, who sleeps in his shirt with his back to her. She reaches across him, hugging him tenderly as she looks down at his face. Moss snores on a sofa nearby. Bowing her head towards Clyde's shoulder, Bonnie lies back. Once she has withdrawn, Clyde's eyes snap open. day, Clyde emerges from a different red car once it's parked on a busy town street. He strolls round the back as Bonnie emerges from the passenger side in a white beret swish top and skirt. They stroll together side by side into a busy bank, Clyde clutching his revolver. Customers crowd in front of Clark's at the counter.
I'm afraid we're overdrawn again this time.
Is this a stick-up? Yes, sir, it's a stick-up! All right. Leave it there.
Bonnie, gun drawn, crosses to a woman who's dropped her handbag. The customers and clerks all hold their hands up. Outside, Moss waits in the getaway car. With an impish grin, he reverses into an empty parking space. Clyde to the clerk.
Get up.
Staff scoop wads of cash into a paper grocery bag in Bonnie's grasp. Moss leans out of the driver's window, watching the bank. Bonnie and Clyde back out of the bank, guns pointing at the customers.
Clyde, where's the car?
It's been a while.
Did you too?
Startled townsfolk look on as Bonnie and Clyde dash to the car.
Someone parking the car!
No! No!
Moss bumps the car back and forth to get out. A grey-haired, bespectacled clerk rushes out of the bank. He leaps onto the getaway car's footplate as Moss weaves through the busy street, Bonnie and Clyde in the back. Clyde shoots the clerk in the face through the window at point-blank range. Men shoot as they flee. At the movies...
The sky is sunny. Oh, man, depression, you are through. You done us wrong, no. We never see headlines.
Clyde covers his face as light falls across them when the door is opened. Chorus girls dance on screen.
We're in the money. Come on, honey.
You ain't got a brain in your skull.
Panting, his brow beaded with sweat, Clyde seethes at Moss, who sits in the row in front. Bonnie sits in the next row ahead.
The kind of you I killed a man. Now we're all gonna be wanted for murder, and that's you too, boy.
Moss's brows knit as he too breathes heavily, staring at the cinema screen. Bonnie sits hunched with her knees up, feet on the back of the seat in front, watching the film.
If you boys want to talk, why don't y'all go outside?
Hey, who are you?
You'll find out. Come on, boys. Might as well begin right here.
Clyde hits Moss with his hat. Bonnie smokes as she eyes herself in a gold necklace in a motel mirror. Clyde toys with his gun.
We've got a lot of what it takes to get along.
Hey, honey. Honey, come on. I'll talk to you for just a minute. Huh? Sit down. Huh? Look. This afternoon we killed a man. And we were seen. Now, so far, nobody knows who you are, but they know who I am. They're going to be running after me and anybody who's running with me. And that's murder now. It's going to get rough. Now, look, I can't get out, but right now you still can. I want you to say the word to me, and I'm going to put you on that bus back to your mama. Because you mean a lot to me, honey, and I just ain't going to make you run with me.
He walks into the next room, then eyes her. She hangs her head.
Huh? No.
I ain't a rich man. You could get a rich man if you tried.
I don't want no rich man.
He narrows his eyes as he scrutinizes her. She looks up at him imploringly.
You ain't gonna have a minute's peace.
You promise?
Clyde takes her face in his hands and leans over her as she tumbles back onto the bed. He tentatively bends to kiss her. They kiss passionately. Clyde suddenly jerks his head up, wide-eyed, staring at the door as he hears a sound. He stands and yanks the blind down. He takes off his shoes and tosses the guns off the bed. Bonnie lies back on the bed in her skirt and top as Clyde, toned and muscular in his vest, lies on top of her. Clyde tenses as Bonnie wraps him in a passionate embrace. He rolls aside onto his back, eyeing her. Bonnie grimaces with exasperation. Clyde touches her face and looks away. She lays a hand on his chest and rolls over onto him. His brow furrows as he looks down, letting her hair slip through his fingers as he watches her kiss his chest, moving slowly down his body. She sits up as he rolls onto his front. Bonnie closes her eyes and hangs her head against the bed end as Clyde buries his face in the pillow, beating it with his fist. He raises himself up and gingerly lays a hand on her shoulder, gently pulling her backwards. They lock looks. He flings her down on the bed with a sneer and marches to the window.
At least I ain't a liar.
She rolls off the bed and perches on the edge of a dresser. He glances over his shoulder at her. She returns his look sheepishly. Bonnie shrugs, shaking her head with a sad smile. Clyde jigs with a cigar as a grey Ford clatters up outside a row of clapboard houses. A plain middle-aged woman looks on as the ruggedly handsome driver jumps out and roughhouses with Clyde.
How's Mama?
Fine, fine.
Sister?
Tell the best to you.
Well, not that woman. Must be that prison food.
No. It's a married life. And you know what they say. It's the face powder that gets a man interested. Yeah. But it's the bacon powder that keeps him home. I want you to meet my wife, Blanche. Blanche, this is my baby brother.
How do you do? It's real nice to know you.
How do you do?
Hey, Barney. Hey, Barney.
Is this Barney? Yeah. I hear you're taking real good care of the baby in the family, huh? Hey, sis, I'm just so glad to meet you. Come on over here. I want you to meet my wife, Blanche. Blanche! This here's Bonnie.
Hi. Hello.
Hey, everybody. This is C.W. Moss, brother Buck and his wife, Blanche.
Howdy, everybody. Howdy, y'all.
Howdy,
Mrs. Barrow. May I call you Blanche? Hey, well, I sure am pleased to meet you. How'd you find us here in the neck of the woods? Boy, you sure picked a good day for it. Well, is that a new Screenland magazine?
Is there any new pictures of Myrna Loy in there? She's my favorite picture star. May I?
Hey there, let me get the Kodak here. We'll take some pictures.
Come on, put your pants on, boy. We're going to take some pictures.
Come on, Blanche. Get out of there. Come on.
I've been driving all day, honey.
Come on there.
Come on there. Hold on to her there.
Come on there. Look at
her.
I got
you. Did you take my picture back? Well, I declare, I asked you not to take my picture.
Hey, Buck, get one of this.
Hey, brother, I want to talk to you later on. you devil, you. Hold it.
Clyde poses with the Tommy gun.
Hey, now, you take one of me and my missus here, Clyde.
Honey, I don't want it. Honestly, I don't want it.
Come on over here.
Come
on, look over there at the birdie.
Honey, I didn't do it, bud.
Give old, be serious.
Be serious.
Hold still.
Oh,
hey, never take one of Bonnie alone. Come on, honey.
Okay.
She takes Clyde's cigar and poses in front of the car, gun in hand.
Oh, honey. Hey, come on now, little smile. Little smile. Hey. Come on, I want to have a chat with you. Come on, CW, you take girl's picture.
Why don't you step in there with Bonnie?
What do you think of her?
Bonnie? She's a peach.
Buck shuts the door.
Now, tell me true. Is she as good as she looks?
She's better.
Hey, listen, it was either you or him, wasn't it?
What?
The guy that you killed, you had to do it, didn't you? It was either you or him.
You put me on the spot. I had to.
You had to do it, right?
I know you did.
Don't say anything to Blanche about that.
No, that time you broke out of jail, that true, she talked you into going back.
Yeah, and you hear about that? Huh?
That true?
Yeah.
Well, I won't say nothing to Bonnie about it.
I appreciate that.
Their smiles wilt as they look at each other. Buck cups his hands round his mouth.
We're going to have ourselves a time, boy! Yeah,
we surely are.
Woo!
What are we going to do?
Well, how's this? I figured we all drive up Missouri. They ain't looking for me up there. We find a nice little place to hole up in. We have us a regular vacation.
No trouble now.
Oh, I ain't looking to go back to no prison.
I heard in prison that you had a little trouble there. You was cutting on your toes.
You heard of my dad?
Yeah, well, I did a little toe cutting. That ain't but half of it.
I did it so I could get off of work detail, you know, breaking them damn rocks with a sledgehammer night and day. And you know what? The very next week I get paroled. I walk out of that godforsaken jail on crutches. Ain't life grand?
They walk back out, grinning. Buck rides with Clyde up a country highway as Bonnie follows behind.
Hey, you want to hear a story about that boy he owned the dairy pharmacy? Well, his old ma, she was kind of sick, you know. And the doctor, he called him over and said, listen, your ma, she's lying there, she's just so sick and she's weakly, and I want you to try to persuade her to take a little brandy, see? Just to pick her spirits up, you know. And ma's a teetotaler, he says, that she wouldn't touch a drop.
Well, I'll tell you what you do. That's the doc. I'll tell you what you do. You bring in a fresh quart of milk every day, and you put some brandy in it. See, and do you try that? So he did, and he doctored it all up with the brandy, the fresh milk, and he gave it to his mama, and she drank a little bit of it. She didn't, you know. So next day he brought in again. She drank a little more, you know, and so they went on that way to the third day, just a little more, and the fourth day she was, you know, took a little bit more, and then finally, 1 week later, he gave her the milk, and she just drank it down, boy. She swallowed the whole thing, you know, and she called him over, and she said, son, whatever you do, don't sell that cow. Don't sell the cow.
Blanche turns from Bonnie, who smokes as she drives. Moss sleeps in the back. A pretty wooden house. They cruise up the drive of the swish suburban house.
First home.
Ah, here comes the bride.
What do you think, huh?
Perfect. It's your first home.
And he gave me the grocery number.
Perfect for all of us, isn't it?
4337, please.
Hi, that's
Smitty's
groceries. Look, it's so clean.
I want to know where Smitty's groceries.
And Bridget Dare, not an
Asper. 143
Hillsdale Avenue.
Oh.
My God, but no, you're on the counter now.
8 pounds of pork chops. 4 pounds of red beans.
them Chasing Sand morning coffee? About 8 bottles of Dr. Pepper.
Bonnie rolls her eyes at Blanche. A game of checkers. Bonnie paces, frustrated, as the others huddle round the board.
You're looking just like a hillbilly boy. You are just like an old man. Playing checkers all the time, don't pay any attention to your poor lonely wife.
Hey, boy, you ain't gonna never beat me.
Clyde follows Bonnie into the next room where she apes Blanche.
You sure do need a haircut. Why, it's just like a little old hair, silly, I do declare. Oh, mercy me, doubles.
Talk that way when she's right there in the next room.
There is always somebody in the next room, in this room, or in every other kind of room. Well, honey, don't you ever just want to be alone with me?
Well, I always feel like we're alone.
Do you, baby?
I'm hungry. Hey, Buck.
Clyde leaves Bonnie brooding. Clyde peers from behind a curtain as Bonnie opens the door to a delivery boy.
Groceries, ma'am.
How much?
$6.43.
She shakes her head as she thumbs through banknotes.
43?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. More?
Okay. Here, ma'am, let me help you. Those bags are heavy.
No, thanks. I'll get them. Just get the door.
Yes, ma'am.
The delivery boy peers inside as he shuts the door behind Bonnie carrying the groceries in. He glances back to see the curtains twitching. Bonnie reads,
"But few of them really are justified if you get right down to the point. You've heard of a woman's glory being spent on a downright cur.
Did you write all that yourself?
And you want to hear this or not? Cur, still you can't always judge the story as true being told by her. Now, Sal was a gal of rare beauty, though her features were coarse and tough.
I knew that old gal. She was cockeyed and she had her hair left and them no teeth.
Hey, Buck, come on now. Go ahead.
Now, Sal was a gal of rare beauty, though her features were coarse and tough. She never once faltered from duty to play on the up and up. Sal told me this tale on the evening before she was turned out free. And I'll do my...
Clyde peeks out to see a cop car pull up the driveway.
Hey, hey. The laws are outside. They're blocking the driveway.
Moss covers Blanche's mouth. They shoot from the windows as the cops pile out. The cops return fire.
Daddy, please get us out of here!
Shut up! We got it blocked! We gotta get the car out! Come on, that police car! Buck, cover me!
Buck sprints out with a shotgun. Blanche runs screaming behind as Buck blasts a cop. Buck releases the handbrake on the cop car as Clyde bursts their car out of the garage, ramming the squad car back into the barricade in the street.
You loser, fire!
Where's Blanche? Where's Blanche?
Blanche runs flailing as Clyde swerves around another cop car. Buck pulls Blanche aboard. Bonnie rounds in her seat as they speed down a country road.
You almost got us killed! What did I do wrong? I thought you'd be happy if I got shot! Yeah, it would have saved us all a lot of trouble!
Buck, don't let that woman talk to me like that!
You shouldn't have done that, Blanche. It was a dumb thing to do.
Oh, but please, I didn't marry you to see you get shot at. Please, let's go. Let's leave. Let's get out of here. Leave town. Please make it stop. The guy. Let it stop.
I can't. I killed a guy. Now we're in this.
Please!
Just shut up!
the car. I want to talk to you.
Clyde swings the large car off the road, down an embankment and into a field where they stop. Clyde follows Bonnie as she stomps off.
They get rid of her.
I can't get rid of her. She's Buck's wife.
Well, they get rid of them both.
Why? What's the matter with you anyway?
She is what's the matter with me. She's nothing but a dumb, stupid backcountry.
Now, you look.
She ain't got a brain in
what
her head.
What makes you any better? What makes you so damn special? You were just a West Dallas wife, just spending half your time picking up truck drivers.
Damn it. Oh, Vic, Clyde Farrow! You're just like a brother.
Uh-huh.
Ignorant, uneducated hillbilly. Listen, the only special thing about you is your peculiar ideas about lovemaking, which is no lovemaking at all.
Bonnie rounds on Clyde. Clyde hangs his head. He walks away. Bonnie hurries after.
Please, Clyde. I didn't mean that. Listen, it was just all the shooting. I just saw those guns. I got so scared. Please, honey, I didn't need it.
He lays his hand on her face. Glancing nervously toward the road, Clyde ushers Bonnie back to the car and into the passenger seat. They drive away. Clyde and his gang zoom down a dirt track to a mailbox. They grab a newspaper and drive away. They eat donuts as Buck reads.
Law enforcement officers throughout the Southwest are frankly amazed at the way in which the will-o'-the-wisp bandit Clyde Barrow and his yellow-haired companion Bonnie Parker continue to elude their would-be captors. Since engaging in a police battle on the streets of Joplin, Missouri, and slaying three of their number. Well, the Barrow Gang had been reported as far west as White City, New Mexico, and as far north as Chicago. They have been credited with robbing the Mesquite Bank in the aforementioned White City and the J.J. Landry Oil Refining in ARP, Texas. The Sanger City National Bank in Sanger, Indiana, and the Lancaster Bank in Denton, Texas, on three different occasions. In addition to these robberies, the fast-traveling Barrows have been rumored to have had a hand in the robbing of two Piggly Wiggly stores in Texas and one A&P store in Missouri. Though Chief Presley Heyman, who first identified Clyde Barrow's brother, Buck, as a member of the gang...
Hey, Clyde, being in the scene of the toilet for another 30 miles, why don't you pull over here.
Clouds of dust billow up as Clyde skids the car to a halt on the bank of a lake at sunset. Clyde gets out and storms off.
Hey, now, here's something. Lone cop arrests two officers and hunt for Barrow. Police officer Howard Anderson's heart turned faster than his motorcycle when he forced the side of the road a roaring black V8 sedan in which were three men and a blonde-headed woman yesterday afternoon.
As Buck, Bonnie, Blanche, and Moss chuckle in the car, a maroon sheriff's car draws round a bend. Peering down the track, the sheriff gets out, hand on his holster. He draws his gun and stalks towards them.
It was certain he caught Clyde Barrow, Bonnie Parker, and maybe Buck Barrow, and the third unidentified member of the gang. It took a lot of telephone and explaining to convince the motorcycle cop that his captives were two highway patrolmen and a blonde-haired stenographer from the highway patrol.
Anderson was held up as an example for every other Texas
police
officer.
Sheriff!
Clyde shoots the cop's gun away.
Anderson, is that you?
All right. All right, now you just get on right over that car.
They cuff the cop against the car. Clyde reads his badge.
Now, look here. We're in the custody of Captain Frank Hammer. And Frank here is a Texas Ranger.
Sure enough is.
Hey there, peacemaker. I believe you got your spurs all tangled up there, haven't you? Huh? You're in Missouri. Do you know that, friend? Huh?
You know you're in Missouri?
He's lost this here Texas Ranger.
I don't think he's lost. Them banks been offering extra reward money for us. And I think Frank just figured on some easy pickings, didn't you, Frank?
You know, Texas Ranger, you ain't hardly doing your job. You ought to be home protecting the rats of poor folk, not out chasing after us.
Don't take it personal.
We're looking at it.
But we're protecting the poor folks.
What do you want to take it so personal for?
Well, we gotta discourage this here bounty hunting for the barricade.
What?
Huh?
What do you want to do with him then?
Shoot him?
No!
Come on now.
Huh? Hang him. I don't know.
Take his picture.
Take his picture.
Listen, we take his picture, we send it to all the newspapers, and then everybody's gonna see Captain Frank Hammer of the Texas Rangers with the Barra Gang, and all of us just as friendly as pie. Now, you know, we are just about the friendliest folks you would ever want to meet. Big old Texas Ranger waves his gun at us, and we just welcome him like he was one of our own.
Hey, Buck.
Yeah?
Get the Kodak.
Hot doggies! Get him up there on his spare tack, right?
All right. There we go, my friend. Now, see what come of your mischief? Yeah. Not doing your job. You know, down in Duncanville last year, poor farmers kept you laws away from us with shotguns. Now, you're supposed to be protecting them from us, and they protecting us from you. That don't make sense, do it?
You and Bonnie first. Now, get right in there. Now, go on, friendly like, you know. When these Texas Ranger friends see this, you're gonna wish he was dead.
Well, we're mighty proud to have a Texas Ranger in the family.
Hold it, hold it!
How's this? Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm getting it. Wait, hold it!
Bonnie kisses the middle-aged ranger. The ranger spits in Bonnie's face. Clyde, mad, drags him away. Clyde leaps into the lake after the ranger he flung into the water. Buck wades to Clyde. Clyde tips the ranger into a rowboat.
We're gonna use you, boy!
They look back at the ranger floating away, handcuffed in the boat. Day. Elegantly dressed Bonnie smiles as an old man doffs his hat to her going into a bank. The old fella backs inside as he runs in.
This is the Barra Gang. Now, if everybody will just take it easy, nobody will get hurt.
Two security guards raise their hands along with the customers. Buck leaps onto the counter and springs up over the grill. Clyde slings a bag over the top to him. Bonnie aims at a clerk.
Is that your money or the bank's?
Mine.
All right. You keep it then.
Clyde shoots the hat off a guard reaching for his gun. Outside, Moss jumps and peers round the corner at the sound of the shot.
All right.
Bonnie and Buck stroll out with bags of cash. Buck takes a wizened guard's gun and shades.
Take a good look, Pop. I'm Buck Barrel.
Blanche flings the car door open as they dash from the bank. A police car rounds the corner and gives chase as they speed off. The cops set off in pursuit on the road out of town. They hurtle down farm tracks. Bonnie loads revolvers for Buck and Moss while Clyde drives. With two cops on their tail, Buck shoots back. Dust clouds billow up as they weave across a prairie onto a road. The guard who had his hat shot off.
There I was,
staring square into the face of death.
A photographer takes his photo. Bonnie and Clyde throw their heads back in wild laughter as the two police cars chase them across a field. The farmer from the bank is interviewed.
And all I can say is, they did right with me, and I'm bringing me a mess of flowers to their funeral.
A sign for the Oklahoma border. The cops skid off as they chase. Bank staff pose by bullet holes. A police car rolls on a bend as they race for the county line.
Oh, come on. Let's catch them anyway.
I ain't gonna risk my life in Oklahoma.
The two middle-aged cops in the remaining car turn back past a sign reading, Entering Oklahoma. Moss works under the car as the others sit by on the ground. Clyde tips the cash out.
Ain't much, is it?
Well, times is hard.
Well, let's get down to it.
Clyde counts the cash out to the gang.
See that, Moss? Huh?
Blanche leans in and whispers into Buck's ear.
Wait till you laugh. All right. All right. Okay. Clyde? What about Blanche here?
What? Well, why not? Well, why not? I earned my share same as everybody. Well, I could have got killed same as everybody, and I'm wanted by the law same as everybody. Well, besides, I could have got snake bit sleeping in them woods every night. I'm a nervous wreck, and that's the truth. I have to take sass from Miss Bonnie Parker all the time. I deserve mine.
Hold on, Blanche. Hold your horses. Blanche, you're going to get your share.
Bonnie looks away in disgust as Clyde gathers back the notes he's handed out so far.
Married a preacher's daughter, and she thinks she's still taking up the collection. Mrs. Buckbarra.
Thank you.
Now, honey, don't spend that all in one place.
Clyde hangs his head as Bonnie storms off. He follows.
Listen now, honey, I guess I'm gonna have to keep saying this. Blanche is married to Buck, and Buck is family.
My family could use some of that money.
Now, you know how them laws been hanging around your mama's house till all hours. It's too risky to go up there now.
Where can we go now? We robbed the damn banks. What else do we do?
Well, what you want to do?
Clyde, there's a hole in the pen. We're losing oil. We got to swipe another car if we want to get anywhere. Come on, look.
Moss lies back under the car and shows Clyde thick black oil on his hand.
He's got that
A couple canoodle on a porch while the gang swarm round a car in the street.
Come on! Stop that, Eugene! Say, isn't that your car, Eugene?
That's my car.
The young man and pretty woman watch aghast.
That's my car! Hey!
Eugene, the bug-eyed young man, tumbles off the porch and rushes to a second car with his girl in tow. In a smaller car, the couple speed off after the stolen Cadillac. Clyde looks in his mirror.
Hey, they're coming after us.
Oh, kick in the pants!
Yeah. I'm gonna tear them apart! Those punks stealing a man's car. Right! Wait till I get my hands on those kids, Velma! I'm gonna tear them apart!
What if they have guns, Eugene?
Listen, we better get the police and let them handle this.
Right.
All right, now turn around. Turn around, let's go back to town, and we'll go get the sheriff.
Hey, stop it!
stop chasing us. Hey, they're turning around there.
Let's take them.
Oh, my Lord, they're coming after us.
Step on it, Velma. Velma, step on it, Velma. Step on it, Velma.
I am. Why do you want to do that so bad?
Step on it, Velma. Step on it, Velma.
I'm getting him.
Velma, step on it, Velma. Velma, step on it.
The gang close in and race alongside Velma and Jean, forcing them off the road. Velma and Jean wind up their windows as the Barrow gang pile out and swagger to their car, leering in at them.
Hey, what are you doing in there?
Hey, how are you doing this, fella?
How are y'all?
Look what we got here.
The gang pull stupid faces through the windows at Velma and Jean, who grin nervously.
Right, get on out of there. Come on, come on. You want to go for a little ride in our new car?
Mac, can we all fit in there?
Come on.
Hey, I get to ride up front.
Come on.
Finally.
They all pile into Jean's Cadillac. Clyde grins as he drives, glancing over his shoulder at the crush in the back. Bonnie and Moss ride beside him. She turns to Velma on Jean's lap.
What's your names? I'm Eugene Grizzard.
And I'm Velma Davis.
Well, we're the Barrow Gang. That there's Clyde driving. I'm Buck. That's my wife, Blanche. Bonnie Parker, CW.
Oh, now listen, y'all, don't be scared. I mean, it ain't like you was the law or anything like that. I mean, just folks, just like us.
What? Yeah. Yeah, that's the truth.
I expect you've been reading about us.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yes. We have too.
Well, now, you two must be in love, I bet, huh?
Velma smiles. Buck cocks a shotgun.
Boy. When you gonna marry the girl?
Velma grimaces and bites her nails.
So he gave her the milk, see, and she drank a little bit of it. And the next day, he gave her some more, and she drank a little more until 1 week goes by, see? And he brings in the milk, and she drinks down every drop of it. And she looks at her son, she calls him over, and she says, "Son, whatever you do, don't sell that cow." Don't sell it now.
The captive couple chuckle with Buck in the back while the others look bored. Night falls.
I'm from Wisconsin originally. Where the cheese comes from.
Oh, but he just loves Texas now. Huh? Don't you, Eugene?
Don't sell that cow.
Hey, how old are you, honey?
I'm 33.
Jean's amiable smile fades as he eyes Velma, who gawps in shamed embarrassment. The headlights swing through the dark. Still packed into the car, the gang and their captives munch burgers.
There you go.
Now, didn't I order some French fries?
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Here you go. Hey, buddy, you want...
Now take it easy on them French fries, Velma. Ain't that right, Jean?
This is in line. I ordered mine well done. Who's got the other hamburger?
Moss holds up a burger with a bite missing.
Oh, is this supposed to be yours?
Moss holds it towards Jean's face.
It's okay. Forget it. Hey, I'm sure having a good time. Aren't you glad we picked you up? Huh?
You're a grand host, bud.
Maybe y'all want to join up with us.
Oh, boy. They sure would be surprised to hear that back home.
What would Bill and Martha say if they heard that?
Lordy, they would have a fit.
Hey, what do you do anyhow?
I'm an undertaker.
Bonnie's friendly grin snaps into a scowl as she spins back round to face front. Velma and Jean are shoved from the car and watch, still holding burgers, as the car speeds away down the dark, deserted road.
Bonnie!
Clyde jogs beside the car.
Bonnie!
They look out across cornfields.
Where do you think she could have went, Buck? Well, I don't know. I just don't know.
Clyde sees Bonnie in the corn.
There! Bonnie!
Clyde rushes after fleeing Bonnie through the swaying sheaves under the cloudy sky.
Bonnie! Leave me alone!
Where are you going?
Get away!
Bonnie!
Go home!
Bonnie!
Help! I want to see my mama. I want to see my mama.
Please, honey. Don't never leave me without saying nothing.
But Clyde, listen to me. Clyde, please. But now listen to me. I mean it. I've been thinking about my mom, and she's getting so old, and I want to see her. Please, Clyde. Please.
I'll see her. I'll see her.
Clyde kneels and scoops Bonnie into his arms from where she stumbled and fell. Tears streak down her cheeks as she looks into the sky over his shoulder, wrapping her arms around him. A silver-gray, sparrowish woman with glasses watches her family gather on a sand dune. Bonnie smiles at her affectionately, then kneels beside a child in the hazy evening light.
You just don't remember me. You get used to me, won't you?
We've been cutting and pasting everything we could find about you.
Hey, Clyde, there's a shot I took of you. Turned out real fine, didn't it? Huh?
Bonnie's mother watches the rest of the family huddle round a newspaper. Bonnie fixes her hair in a compact, then embraces a brunette woman. They pose for photos with guns as two young boys look on from atop the dunes. Bonnie smiles as one of the boys rolls down and plays dead.
Lord, we thank thee for the safety of our loved ones and the food we are about to receive. Amen.
Bonnie smiles as Clyde builds a sandcastle with the boy.
Bye-bye. Y'all be careful. We're gonna miss you now.
Where y'all headed to from here, Clyde?
At this point, we ain't heading to nowhere. We just running from.
We're going home. Well, Tom, Matthew, that's my Tom.
Mama. Why don't you stay a little while longer, huh? Okay? Listen, I want you to have this.
Come on, boy.
Come on, you little roller. We've got to go home.
Bonnie slips a gold necklace off and over her mum's head.
Sugar, does it make Mama stay a while yet, huh?
You know, Clyde, I read about you all in the papers, and I just get scared.
Now, Miss Parker, don't you believe what you're reading all them newspapers? That's the law's talking there. They want us to look big, so they're gonna look big when they catch us. And they ain't gonna catch us, because I'm even better at running than them and robbing banks. Shoot, if we'd done half that stuff they say we'd done them papers, we'd be millionaires by now, wouldn't we?
Yeah. Huh?
Look, I ain't gonna risk my little girl here just to make money, uncertain as times are. Well, I knowed of a job. You remember a time when we could have done $2,000 just as easy as pie? And I pulled up outside there, and I saw them laws. And I said to myself, I said, Bonnie could get her chair. So we just drove right on, and I let that money lay.
Maybe you know the way with her then. I'm just an old woman, and I don't know nothing.
But, Miss Parker, this here's the way we know best how to make money. But we're going to be quitting all this as soon as the hard time's over. I can tell you that. Why, just the other night, me and Bonnie were talking. And we were talking about the time we're going to settle down and get us a home. And, she says to me, she says, you know, I couldn't bear to live more than 3 miles from my precious mother. Now, how'd you like that, Mother Parker?
I don't believe I would. I surely don't. You try to live 3 miles from me and you won't live long, honey. You best keep running, Clyde Barrow. And you know it.
Bonnie's mother eyes them both gravely.
Bye, baby.
The old woman hugs Bonnie curtly and walks off. Bonnie watches shell-shocked as they go. She wraps her arm through Clyde's at his side. A tattoo on Moss's chest.
Who is this here? Is that your girlfriend? Hmm? L-O-V-E. Well, whose idea was it to get bluebirds? Bonnie's. Bonnie picked it out.
Bonnie's.
Day after you robbed the armory?
Hey, hon, come over here. I want you to touch something here.
No, dear.
I want you just to touch it right there. Come on. Hey. Sweet sour!
Why don't you all go into your own cabin if you want to play with CW, huh?
What's the matter with you now besides your nasty disgusting?
Why should she wait?
Hold on! I saw a chicken place a few miles back. Who wants to get some food?
Huh? I certainly do. I'm sick to death of sitting around here.
Well, you can't even drive the car.
I'll go. What do you all want?
Just get us 5 chicken dinners, huh?
Moss and Blanche go.
Hey, get some dessert there, too. Some peach ice cream or something, will you?
Buck follows them out. Dusk falls as Moss and Blanche drive out of the dirt parking lot beside the rickety wooden chalets of their motel. Clyde stands by the bed as Bonnie in a robe curls up.
Oh, baby. I got the blues so bad.
Clyde sits on the bed and lays a tender hand on her hip.
What is it, what your mama said?
What mama? She's just an old woman now. I don't have no mama. No family either.
Hey, I'm your family.
He smiles down at her. She lifts her head up with a frown, then half smiles. He gathers her into his arms as she curls into his lap.
You know, when we started out, I thought we was really going somewhere. This is it. We're just going, huh?
I love you.
She beams and pulls him close. His hand closes across her face. Blanche lights one cigarette off another as she and Moss drive.
Sure, smoking a lot lately.
So what?
Nothing.
Oh, Lord.
Why don't you go back to your pa's house?
I could only just do that one thing. There's no telling how all this happened. I was a preacher's daughter.
What church was your pa affiliated with?
Baptist.
Blanche looks out of the window, then finds the old security guard's round shaded glasses.
He thought the world of Buck, my daddy did. Even though Buck was serving time in jail. He forgave him because he paid his debt to society.
We were disciples of Christ.
They smile. A waiter brings food packed in a paper bag to the counter of a grubby diner. Blanche turns to Moss.
Hey, I ain't got my money. Give me some, will you?
As Moss opens his jacket, a cowboy eating at a seat along the counter catches a glimpse of a revolver in Moss's waistband. The cowboy watches them walk out to the car. He's on the phone.
Sheriff's mood on the phone. Yeah.
Night at the Tourist Court Motel. Blanche and Buck sleep in their chalet. Moss snoozes on the sofa and Clyde sits on the bed as Bonnie emerges from the bathroom in their room.
That's more like it. Just how I... Look how much better it fits since I took it up.
A cop knocks on Buck and Blanche's door. Blanche cups her hand over Buck's mouth. Buck shakes her off and leaps out of bed, clutching his gun. Squad cars creep up as the cop, revolver drawn, walks to Bonnie and Clyde's chalet. Grabs his Tommy gun as the police open fire, smashing Bonnie's reflection in the mirror. Bonnie and Clyde take turns to fire their Tommy guns at an armored police car. A cop car rolls as Clyde lunges out of a doorway, firing. Buck and Blanche creep out. Moss hurls a grenade. The armor-plated car explodes. Police scramble for cover. Moss guns down a cop as Bonnie and Clyde scramble into their car. Squirts from Blanche's eye and Buck takes a shot to the head as Clyde smashes through the fence and away. Moss leaps onto the footplate as the car speeds past. One headlight shot out, Clyde struggles to steer the ragged car. Moss leaps out and scurries to another car parked in a lane. Moss weeps as he hotwires the new car and follows Clyde down the road through the gloom. Clyde steels himself at the wheel as Blanche cradles Buck's bleeding head in her arms. The cars trundle into woodland. They bail out.
I'd rather go to jail than go home like this.
He ain't got a chance. Half his head's blown off.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Dear Lord in heaven. Buck will never do anything wrong again in his life. My eyes! I think you're blind.
Clyde,
my eyes! Oh,
Clyde,
the light hurts so Clyde. Bad. The light hurts so bad.
Here, I'm here.
Bonnie tends Blanche's bleeding eye.
Tell Clyde to get us to a doctor.
Bonnie, we'll die here.
can't be moved now, hon.
Hon! 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 I believe I lost my shoes, Clyde. I think the dog got them.
Clyde is smothered in Buck's blood as he holds his brother. In the new car's gleaming headlights, Moss watches Clyde with Buck forlornly. The gang kneel on the ground beside the cars. Cops surround the clearing in the trees.
Buck, the car.
They're in there!
Buck, keep low!
Cowering under a hail of bullets, Bonnie, Clyde and Moss bundle Blanche and Buck into the bullet-riddled car. Gunshots ring out around the trees as Clyde weaves the car around the clearing. Bullets pock the windscreen around his grimacing face.
Keep low! Crossfire!
Clyde stops by the trees and reverses, swinging the car back across the clearing. A burst of blood spurts from his shoulder and he lurches sideways as he's hit. The car veers over a fallen tree. Everyone tumbles out.
Charlie, don't shoot! The kids are in the crossfire!
I'll go get the car! I'll get the car!
Buck! Hey, Buck! This way! This way!
Come on, Sue!
Buck! Yeah, hey! Let me out of the car!
Shoot it! Knock the hell out of it!
Buck is shot as he scrambles. The cops blast the new car. Bonnie, Clyde and Moss, having scrambled to the trees at the edge of the clearing, slither down a muddy bank into a stream. Bonnie's hit as a cop shoots. Having shot the cop, Clyde hoists Bonnie, writhing in agony, over his good shoulder. They clamber up the far bank of the waist-deep stream and lie low in a field of long grass. Clyde spies a car parked by a nearby farmhouse. He gets to his feet and dashes for it. Moss lies next to Bonnie in the grass. He reaches over to stroke her hair. Bonnie and Moss scramble up as Clyde speeds the white Chrysler to them through the grass. Moss helps Bonnie into the back. The car bumps away across the field and onto a dirt road. The sun goes down as they drive calmly away. Moss is now at the wheel as they drive through the night. Bonnie and Clyde slump in the back, their heads lolled against the seats. In the light of day, the Chrysler trundles across a sandy shore of a lake towards a camp of makeshift shelters and trucks with possessions lashed to them. Moss gets out naked from the waist up. He stumbles over to a man crouched by a fire.
spare us some drinking water?
Who are you, boy?
Name's Moss.
Family members look on as the middle-aged man in the Stetson rises and grabs a canteen flask and tin cup. He hands them to Moss. Moss opens the car door and pours water from the round skin flask into the cup. He leans into the back of the car and pours water into Bonnie's mouth. A bedraggled young woman cups her hands to the rear window and peers in.
What happened to them?
Shh, hush.
They famous?
Sure enough.
The man in the Stetson reaches in gingerly through the open rear window to touch Clyde's hand as the rest of the camp stare. Moss smiles as he takes a tin bucket a girl brings to him from the fire. The nomads crowd around the car, peering through the windows as Moss gets back behind the wheel and starts up. They huddle together as the wind blows the car's dust cloud away. Night. Moss pulls the Chrysler up outside a decrepit farmhouse.
Daddy! Daddy!
Who's out?
CW!
Huh?
Clarence!
Clarence!
Yeah?
Oh, it's good to see you, boy. Oh, boy, it's good to see you.
Come on, Daddy.
What's that on your chest there?
Tattoo, Daddy. Come on. Come on. You gotta help.
Huh?
Help me get him in.
What happened to them? Are you in trouble, son?
Clyde Barrett and Bonnie Parker. Come on. Help me get him in.
Moss's father, a stocky bald man, stares wide-eyed with horror at the bleeding couple in the back of the car. He helps Moss lift Bonnie out and into the house.
How come you mark yourself all up with that tattoo? What the hell made you do a damn fool thing like that? You hear me?
Open the door,
Dad. The surly mustachioed ranger Clyde set adrift hurls the photo from the lake cut from a newspaper down on a sheriff's desk.
I come here to question Blanche Farrell.
So you're the Frank Hammer, huh?
Hammer. I figured to have my picture took with them two just one more time.
It says here Clyde fled his dying brother.
What do they mean, fled? How could I leave my brother to die when he's already dead when I left him? Man. Newspapers. While we're all lying around here near dead, they had us holding up the Grand Prairie National Bank. Guess they hung that one on us just for luck. I'll tell you something, as soon as we get well, we're gonna hold up that bank! We're gonna take it!
Bonnie, her arm in a sling, lays a soothing hand on Clyde as he slumps against the Moss's porch. His arm is slung, too. He slumps down beside her.
They don't know nothing, do they, honey? Hey, how come they're always referring to me in newspapers as unidentified suspect?
You just be glad that's all you are, as long as they don't know your last name.
That's right, boy. Mr. Barrow's looking out for your interests.
Hey, Pa. How does it feel to have a couple of big deals stay in your house, huh?
Ain't that something for you? That's something for me, ain't it?
You've been mighty nice to us, and I want you to let us pay you, say, $40 for your hospitality.
No. I'm just happy to have y'all folks here as company. Anybody's friend of my boy,
hey,
you know,
Pa,
I...
Come on, let's go have some supper. I'm starving. Come on.
Y'all are welcome here. You know that. And you just make yourself right at home and stay as long as you want to.
Old man Moss smiles at them and wanders into the kitchen after his son. He flings the boy around.
You look like trash all marked up like that.
He rips open Moss's shirt.
Trash.
Bonnie says it looks good.
What does Bonnie know? She ain't nothing but cheap trash herself. Look what they do to you. You don't ever get your name in the paper. You just get them pictures printed on your skin by Bonnie and Clyde. Shoot. They ain't nothing but a couple of kids.
But, Daddy,
I'm so glad you're more alive to see this here thing. All jetted up like that.
I don't see what's so bad about it.
You wouldn't.
The sheriff leads Hamer to Blanche's cell.
Cream and sugar?
Look, the word is out that Bonnie and Clyde are holed up just out of town. Right, and they're fixing to bust in here and take Blanche out. So...
all two of them?
Hamer creeps into the stark white cell. Blanche, in a chair in a long white robe, turns her head toward the door, bandages swathed over her head and eyes. A police guard sits in a chair by the door. Hamer jerks his thumb for him to leave. Once they're alone, Hamer creeps round behind Blanche, leaning down into her ear.
Oh, my God!
He steps back as she turns and reaches out wildly, turning her head for a source of the sound.
I guess it's been kind of rough on you, hasn't it?
Hamer lays a hand on her shoulder.
Being a daughter of a preacher like you are.
She reaches up and touches his fingers resting on her shoulder.
I imagine old Buck wasn't a bad sort, was he?
No, he wasn't.
I reckon Clyde just sort of led him astray, didn't he? That's a shame, Blanche. Yes, ma'am. That's a shame. They done led your Buck astray. Clyde, his own brother, Bonnie, and that little feller. The one that was with you when you took that Texas Ranger in Missouri. He was with you all along, wasn't he?
She nods, her mouth drawn in a grimace.
C.W.
That's right. C.W. I don't recollect his last name.
Moss. C.W. Moss. He was there that day we met him. I didn't want to go. I didn't want to. And Buck said we was just going on a visit and we wouldn't do no stealing or robbing. And we went up to Joplin and all of a sudden they all just started shooting.
Hamer's eyes light up. He pads out of the cell. Rain lashes the Chrysler in the Moss's muddy yard. Bonnie writes in the back seat while Clyde reads in the front.
Writing a poem about us.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Let me hear it. Come on.
Okay, just let me finish this one. It's called The Story of Bonnie and Clyde. You've heard the story of Jesse James, of how he lived and died. If you're still in need of something to read, here's the story of Bonnie and Clyde.
You think if I sent that into newspapers, they'd print it?
She shrugs bashfully.
I won't do it.
Now, Bonnie and Clyde are the Barrow Gang. I'm sure you all have read how they rob and steal, and those who squeal are usually found dying or dead. They call them cold-hearted killers. They say they are heartless and mean. But I say this with pride, that I once knew Clyde when he was honest and upright and clean. But the law fooled around, kept taking him down and locking him up in a cell, till he said to me, I'll never be free, so I'll meet a few of them in hell. If a policeman is killed in Dallas and they have no clue to guide, if they can't find a fiend, they just wipe their slate clean and hang it on Bonnie and Clyde. If they try to act like citizens and rent them a nice little flat, about the third night they're invited to fight by a subgun's rat-a-tat-tat. Someday they'll go down together, they'll bury them side by side. To few it'll be grief, to the law a relief, but it's death for Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie lowers the newspaper and looks at Clyde as they sit in the evening sun.
You know what you done there? You told my story. You told my whole story right there, right there. One time I told you I was gonna make you somebody, that's what you done for me. You made me somebody they gonna remember.
Smiling at each other fondly, Clyde seizes her face in both hands and kisses her passionately. They lie back on the rug as the paper blows away across a field. Franklin D. Roosevelt's somber face stares out from election posters pasted to walls in town. Townsfolk go about their business on the busy town street. Litter blows on the wind past hoardings advertising alcoholic drinks and cigarette brands. Seated at a table in an ice cream parlor, Old Man Moss talks intensely with Hamer. They shake hands. Carrying a takeaway carton and dressed smartly in a Stetson and linen suit, Old Man Moss leaves the parlor wearing a troubled frown. He touches the brim of his hat at two passers-by, then squints as he strolls out into the sun to cross the street. Hamer leaves the parlor. He dabs the corners of his mouth with a handkerchief and wipes his hands. Bonnie lies under a blanket, wistfully watching Clyde as he sits beside her, buttoning his shirt in the field.
Hey, how you feel? I mean, you feel the way you're supposed to feel when you after you.
Yeah, just.
Yeah. Well, that's good, isn't it? Look, I figure it's a good idea to ask, because how else you gonna know if you know?
Hey, you done just perfect.
She gazes up at him. He beams bashfully.
I mean, I really did. I never figured on that. Damn.
Oh, Clyde. Now, why do you want to marry me?
To make an honest woman out of you.
What would you do? What would you do if, some miracle happened? And we could walk out of here tomorrow morning and start all over again, clean, with no record, with nobody after us. Huh?
Bonnie and Clyde lie side by side in bed. Clyde grins, holding his hands before him.
I guess I'd do it all different. First off, I wouldn't live in the same state where we pull our jobs. We would live in another state, and we'd stay clean there, and then when we wanted to take a bank, we'd go into the other state.
Bonnie turns her face away in dismay. He looks at her.
What?
Bonnie smiles to herself as Clyde looks across at her beside him. He reaches his arm out. Old Man Moss closes the kitchen door furtively. Moss sits at the table.
Boy, did they expect you to go downtown with them tomorrow?
Who?
Bonnie and Clyde, that's you. Bonnie and Clyde.
Sure, I'll always go with them.
Moss digs in the takeaway ice cream tub as his father sits.
Yeah, you better. You better go. But when they go to get in their car to come on home, don't you get back in there with them.
Why, Daddy?
You listen to your pa for once. Can't you do that? I'm your pa. I'm your kin. Not that there Clyde Barrow.
What do you want me to tell him? I can't get back in the car with you.
You tell him not, you heel.
Old Man Moss stands and slaps his son.
I made a deal and got you off with a couple of years. You just be sure that you're off the streets in that town when they go to get in their car.
You think the laws are going to catch Bonnie and Clyde in town? Clyde's got a sense. Don't you know that, Daddy? Nobody catches Clyde. Never. Never.
A sunny day. Bonnie and Clyde stroll happily out of a store in town with groceries. They lay their shopping bags in the Chrysler. Clyde opens the passenger door for Bonnie, who smiles as she hops in. He walks around and sits in the driver's seat, squinting around as he ties his shoe.
What happened to CW?
Oh, he's over there in the hardware store getting some light bulbs for his daddy.
Oh, damn.
One of the lenses of the old guard's sunglasses pops out.
You gonna wear them like that?
Drive with one eye closed. Want some ice cream?
No. Look here, honey. Isn't that just the prettiest thing you ever saw? Look, you see, you can see every fingernail of her hand. Look.
That's a pretty thing. Hey, where is that boy?
Oh, listen, I'll go get him, okay?
Bonnie leaves the figurine and heads for the hardware store across the street. Moss peers out of a window. Clyde shuts the door as a sheriff's car draws up next to him. The sheriff gives Clyde a nonchalant wave and strolls off. Clyde reverses and pulls up outside the store.
Jean, time to go home now.
He nods his head in the direction of the sheriff's car. Her smile drops as she follows his gaze, then she laughs casually as she strolls away from the shop door. Moss watches across the street as Bonnie gets in. Moss presses his face against the glass in anguish as they drive away. Old Man Moss glances down a country road as he takes the back wheel off his truck. Clyde.
In about 20 minutes, I'll pick him up. I tell you, if that boy didn't have his head strapped on him, he'd lose it.
Wearing a dainty cream dress, Bonnie reaches into the back seat and grabs a pear from the shopping bags. She takes a bite, then feeds some to Clyde as he drives. Old Man Moss stops pumping the tire and glances down the lane again as Bonnie and Clyde round the bend.
Hey, isn't that Malcolm there?
Grinning, Old Man Moss waves his arms at the roadside to flag them down. Clyde pulls the car over onto the dusty verge. Bonnie stays in the car as Clyde gets out.
I got a spare tire, I ain't got no spare.
Old Man Moss crouches and stares down the road as he sees a truck. Clyde glances. Old Man Moss dives under the truck as birds take off from bushes. Clyde laughs. Clyde and Bonnie look at each other in realization. Gunfire tears from the bushes across the road as Clyde makes a run for Bonnie in the car. Half-eaten pear still in his hand, Clyde stumbles to the ground as blood splatters across his torso. Bonnie convulses, her pretty face contorted with agony as the bullets rip through her body and pop the bodywork of the car. She slumps out the open door as the gunfire stops. Clyde rolls onto his front. Clyde lies face down in the dirt. Bonnie's arm dangles. Autumn leaves drift from the bushes concealing the gunman. The two farmhands in the oncoming truck look on as Hamer peers from the bushes and Old Man Moss scrambles out from under the truck. The farmhands run down the road towards the scene as Hamer and half a dozen men with Tommy guns emerge from the bushes. Old Man Moss picks himself up, staring at the dead lovers somberly. Hamer and his band of shooters in Stetsons gather gravely around the Chrysler, its windows riddled with bullet holes. Hamer lowers his gun. ITFC audio description by Toby Mace. The end.